This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, here we go. This one's from Diane in West Philly. Diane writes, "My husband doesn't come in and kiss me on the lips like he used to. If he kisses me at all now, it's on my head or cheek. When I ask him about it, he said I'm nagging him and it's very trivial. Is it too much to ask why he switched things up?"
I mean, look, it's you. You gonna ask it. You know, he don't kiss you in the mouth no more. I'd want to know.
Yeah. Anytime but, a change of behavior.
You know what I mean? What? You gonna still want to know? What am I supposed to tell you? No, it don't matter. Because obviously it do.
Yes, it does.
You want to get kissed in the mouth, you getting kissed in your hair. All right. Well, that look different.
Yeah. Trick don't ask.
Yeah. What am I? I can't tell you that. Obviously, nope. It's bothering you. So.
Right. Yeah, it wouldn't bother you, Steve.
You need to find it.
Wouldn't it bother you, though? Seriously? If that happened, if you got kissed in the mouth and then all of a sudden there was a change.
Check your mouth.
Yeah. Oh.
It might be you.
Check your mouth. Yeah.
Breath or something. Is that what
yeah. Awesome. Could be you. You know, wow. I look into that.
All right, moving on to Emerald and Katie. I've been married for 28 years, and we've been doing the same two positions for many years. I told my husband it might help if we watched an X-rated video. He said, "Those are for young people. Is it a crime to get a little freaky in your late 50s?
Ooh. I've been doing the same two positions. Yeah.
Just two? Yeah.
For 28. Well, she said for many years, but they've been married for 28.
Yeah.
Ooh, it done got old.
They in there talking about ain't nobody doing all that.
Listen, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Listen now.
Yeah, what?
Advice, sir.
See, the guy can't come in there with all the new stuff. Now, she won't try some new stuff. You're going to have to listen. But, fellas, I'm telling you right now, don't come in there with no new moves.
But
where did you get
not,
this from?
Yeah,
you learned that at.
Yeah.
He's not listening to her. He said that's for young people.
Well, how old are they, 58?
They don't say. They've been married for 28 years. Oh, they're in their late 50s. They're in their
late 50s. Yeah,
in
their late 50s. Yeah, late 50s. They're 58. Yeah, he don't do nothing else.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He got several issues probably. So just go on. That's what he do now.
So deal with it.
Yeah.
That's your advice.
I don't know what to tell you.
A
another one. You don't know what's.
Yeah, at least you getting two positions.
You know, yes, sir.
That's right. Just pick the day you want it on and then go from there.
Look at the positive. I like it. I like it, CLO. Look at the positive.
Lower all right. Back out, your shoulder out. Yeah. Your leg ain't right. You getting two, you're doing really
good. You high blood pressure.
Right.
All right. Moving on to Andre in Montgomery. Andre says, I loaned my spare car to my son's mother, and she kept letting her sister drive my car. I saw her sister in my car, so I called her in an Uber and had a friend drive my car back to my house. My son's mom hates me now. Did I do the right thing?
Okay, Shirley, I missed a turn.
Okay.
His son's mama. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
His baby mama.
Okay, yeah.
His baby mama. Kept asking for him to lend her his car. Then when he lent it to her, she let her sister drive his car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
So he saw her sister in the car. He called
her. Yeah, call her Uber.
Uber, yeah.
And right. Then got his car back. Yeah.
Had a friend drive his car back to the house.
See,
his baby mama hates him now. Did he do the right thing?
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your car.
Yeah, you don't care that the baby mama hates him?
No, you don't borrow my car. I let you use it, and then you let somebody else use my car. That's crazy. So what is wrong with your baby mama? Are y'all still cool? Must be because you let her use your car.
Yeah. It's a spare car, but that doesn't make a difference, does it?
Now she hates you. Okay. Hey, look, I'm going to send this payment over there. We good?
What I care about you hating me, though?
I think they still in the relationship. It's just his baby mama. They not married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they just still kicking it.
If the sister ain't mad... And I've got...
Well, no, she's not going to be...
I don't care who mad. I don't care
that's
who
mad. That's A and B.
Yeah. It's my car.
On my car.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Right. I'm with you on that.
So, yeah, he wants to know, did he do the right thing? You're saying
he
yes,
did the absolute yellow. Right thing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, moving... Huh? Moving on to Tammy in Chesapeake. Tammy writes, my boyfriend is a texter. He'll send long messages instead of talking on the phone. When we're together, he is always texting because he never answers his phone, even if I call. Is his behavior unacceptable or should I learn to accept it?
Well, what? No, it's not acceptable. I keep telling women all the time, listen, you can teach a man how to treat you. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is stop accepting bad behavior.
That part. Mm-hmm.
Now stop responding to them texts. Yeah. Stop allowing him when y'all together to be on his phone. And then that's it. Now, if he want to be on the phone, then go somewhere else.
Yeah. And then how annoying is it to read those long, long...
Ain't nobody reading all
that. I hate those. Send me all of that.
Man.
Those long text messages. Ugh.
Too much.
Yeah, and you're missing words out of it. You got to go back and try to figure out what you're saying. Uh-uh. No.
Or unless he does a voice.
Voice
text memo. That's
long text message. It's still a text message. That's a long one. I still hate it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If your text message start at the top of the page, Shirley, and I got to read to the bottom, I'm not going to read that whole text.
Stopping.
I'm not going to do that.
delete. Yeah. So
now we're talking to a texter, the CLO, because you know he don't like to get on the phone either.
I'm none of that.
Yeah.
I don't care about any of it.
What, texting, phone calls, all of it?
Man, look, it depends on how I am.
Yeah.
If I'm fishing, don't call or text me.
What you doing?
I don't care what you do.
All right, I think
do not
that's
disturb.
That says it all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.